danger. It's dangerous.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
You're wild. Can I live?
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Ain't for everybody.
All right. Good morning, USA.
Oh, boy. Angela Yee, you there? All right, you sound mad low, but it's Friday! Woo! Yes, it's Friday. I'm hearing a little echo, huh? All right, well, last night, shout out to everybody in Boston. I was out in Boston, Club Cure, and I actually drove back. Boston is, what, like a four-hour drive? So we left the club about 1:45, and I just got here to the station.
Well, I'm in Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah, your mic sounds super-duper low in Savannah, Georgia.
How about now?
You still sound super low.
What if I yell?
Yeah, try it. Nah, that doesn't work.
Oh.
That doesn't work. Were you out in Savannah, Georgia? How was the party last night?
It was incredible. Shout out to everybody here in Savannah, Georgia. The club was sold out.
Right. That's dope. That's a good thing. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me back?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you had fun at Savannah, Georgia. I've been planning. My 3-year-old and my 5-year-old, their birthday is June 3rd and June 5th. So we do their parties together. So we've been planning out their birthday party this year. And we've been trying to figure out so many different things and so many cool things to do with them. And I haven't really figured it out yet.
So they have to have a joint birthday party.
Yeah, we're gonna do a joint birthday party. It just makes more sense. What up, Charlamagne?
Yo.
Charlamagne just walked in the building.
Yo. What's happening?
I seen you finally posted your picture with you and Michelle Obama.
What you mean finally posted it? I finally got it.
Oh.
Because you know when you go meet Michelle Obama, they take your phones and they take your backpacks. And you can't take any pictures. Mm. They said Kim Kardashian messed it up for everybody. They said Kim Kardashian ran up on her and took a selfie or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, so they, you know, they take the picture for you. She got her own photographer and all that good stuff.
Oh.
You know, comes with its own special Obama filter.
Did it?
No, I made that up.
Oh,
but see, the point is...
I was about to look again. I said, did it?
Yeah, the point is, it usually takes like 3 months to get those pictures. For whatever reason, I got mine this week, so...
That's cool.
I see other people are posting theirs, too.
Daddy probably got them yesterday. I don't know. Hmm. She's not the first lady anymore. She's our forever first lady.
Absolutely.
But she's not the technical first lady anymore, so they probably don't wait 3 months to send a picture down.
Right.
You know? Why do we have an echo?
Angela Yee's not here.
Oh, okay.
You didn't realize that when you just walked by her?
I thought she might have been in there getting her makeup done. I don't know. That's where she'd
be
at.
But I was on the mic.
You said you did what on the mic? I don't need to know about your personal life, E.
My goodness.
Who we got here this morning?
Kenya Moore will be joining us from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Real Housewives of Atlanta. Kenya Moore. Kenya Moore, I'm not going to lie to you. She's a stacked, beautiful grown woman.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay? I know people don't like Kenya for various reasons, but she's a looker.
No, people definitely don't like her. They feel like she's a little evil. They say she stirs trouble. And I think she thinks that her breasts are not are real, but I think they're fake.
Her breasts are fake?
I believe so.
Really?
Yeah, I think her breasts are fake. Yeah, are her breasts fake or real?
I don't know. You guys never saw the movie Trois?
Trois. I think I did see Trois. That's one of those Pandora Box movies?
Yeah, kind of. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
What that got to do with her breasts?
Because she had them back then, too.
Oh, no. Nah, I think they're real.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. I think they're real.
Well, let's get into front page news. What are we talking about?
We are going to give you some good news on this Friday. We'll tell you about a student who is only 14 years old but going to college.
All right. We'll get into that. Then more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Bad and bougie.
All right. Like your Uncle Charla always tells you, screw being bad and bougie. You need to be fine and frugal.
All right. Well, let's get in some front page news. Last night, the Spurs blew the Houston Rockets out, 114-75.
I'm going to be honest with you. The Houston Rockets need to be ashamed of themselves. I know they cried in the car last night. Tony Parker didn't play. Kawhi Leonard didn't play.
Kawhi Leonard, uh-huh.
And they was at home, and they still got blown out.
And James Harden only had 10 points and had 6 turnovers.
James Harden playing like he back with Instagram thoughts.
So can we say Russell Westbrook got that MVP?
Man, I thought Russell Westbrook had it before, but,
absolutely.
You know, James Harden was playing last night like he was back with all his Instagram thoughts. Because, see, the reason I thought he had a great season this year was because you didn't see him out with no chicks.
Right.
You ain't see him out, you know, just thotting around
in the
globe.
Club. Right,
nothing.
Right, right.
But he must have relapsed last week.
Okay, well, what are we talking about in front page news? Let's talk about this 14-year-old.
Yes, 14 years old. Carson Huey Yu is graduating from Texas Christian University. He has a physics degree. He also has a double minor in math and Chinese, and he enrolled in school as a freshman at the age of 11, and he's graduating tomorrow.
Wow.
Angela, you sound like a 14-year-old on your tippy toes, standing over a fence, trying to be seen and heard right now.
I'm trying. Is that better?
No. All right, what else we talk about?
Black Harvard students are hosting their own commencement that's honoring their heritage. They get to wear African kente cloth. Now, they're also participating in the regular commencement, but they're having their own. So far, 300 students and 500 guests have registered to attend the ceremony.
Salute to Harvard BMF, man. Drop one of Clues Bombs for them. Those were my guys. They had me out there about a month ago.
Mm-hmm. That was your second time out there?
That was my second time out there.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot who bought me the first time, but the BMF bought me the last time.
All right.
Not Big Meech, then. Some brothers who go to Harvard who call themselves the BMF.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now, or maybe you feel blessed. Hey, 800-585-1051. It's Friday. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, get it off your chest.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Excited. I've been trying. I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio, and I've been trying to call
You
forever.
Are from the home of Shad Moss.
Yeah, a little Bow Wow, but we don't consider him here in Ohio.
Oh, you don't claim him? He not getting a statue in the city.
My goodness.
Okay. This is for Charlamagne.
Hey.
Charlamagne, I like your book. And then DJ Envy, right?
Yes.
That's his name.
Okay. My kids, they love you. They already are on your Instagram all the time.
Okay. Thank you.
And I'm just kind of nervous, y'all. Plus, I'm on my way to work. Okay. I am grateful because I have 13 years clean and sober.
There you go.
That's good. That's great.
What you was saying?
Everything under the sun that would get me high.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. But that was a long time ago. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that God placed a good guy in my life, and I've had a couple children.
Okay.
I've changed my whole lifestyle around. And I'm just blessed for that.
Well, you know, in order to change your life, you got to change your lifestyle. I talk about that in my book, Black Privilege, Opportunity to Come to Those Who Created.
Charlamagne, I've done all that, baby.
There you go.
I'm proud of you, baby.
How old are you, mama?
I'm 41.
Okay.
I am happy for you.
I'm glad for you, mama.
Nothing but blessings to you and your children.
Absolutely.
Wish you the best.
Thank you.
And you stay strong. Hey, you stay on that right path.
You too. Hey, one more thing. Hey, Charlamagne, look me up on Facebook.
What's your Facebook page, boo?
It's LaTanya, LaTanya, Terry, T-E-R-R-Y.
All right, I'm going to go check you out right now. I'm going to go see if that thing still look tight at 41.
Bye, Charlamagne. Bye, guys.
Bye, my mama. Hello, who's this?
What's up, Envy, man? It's Travis from Port Arthur, Texas, man.
What's up, bro? You
Port Arthur, Texas, the home of UGK.
What's up, Charlamagne? What's up? Now, I ain't never got into the job before. I'm glad I got through, but let me tell y'all why I'm mad, man.
Go ahead, bro.
My cousins and them, they all around the same age, 20-something years old, but they using these little pills out the corner store. You know what I'm saying? The mess with these females, I'm like, dang. But who use natural, you know what I'm saying, making us look bad because y'all using the pills, so y'all going all night.
Man, them pills in the corner. Hey, them pills in the corner store don't work. I done tried everything to keep a hard erection, okay? The pills in the corner store.
Man, I don't know, man. They got one called 7K. It lasts seven days.
Yeah.
Hold on, what's it called?
7K.
7K.
They got the Panther on it?
Well, thank you for the recommendation.
Yeah, look, if you already know.
I just heard about it.
I haven't tried that one, but thank you for the recommendation, sir.
I just tell you one thing, though, but for 7 days is an uncomfortable feeling.
Well, guess what? You got to do what you got to do to keep your wife happy, and I will be going to get me some 7K. I'm Googling it right now.
I got you. Tell them why you're mad or blessed. 800-585.
I don't see no 7K,
I
bro.
I got you, man. 800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Camille in Atlanta.
Hey, Camille. Hi. Tell them why you blessed this morning, mama.
Camille, I'm back.
Hi, good morning. Oh, you're in Savannah, aren't you, Angela?
I'm here,
you're
yes.
not far.
I'm in Savannah. What is it, 5 hours?
Yeah, it's a long way. I wanted to tell him why I'm mad because, oh, you know how you have, like, a best friend at work? They done fired my best friend, like, my work friend. Now I'm here. He was at fault. He was getting into it with some supervisors, but still, I was cool with him.
Was it like your work husband?
Kind of. No, I won't say that. No, it wasn't. No, he was just somebody cool to talk to. Because around here, I don't have nobody to talk to.
Yeah,
I
was your work husband.
How old are you, baby? How old are you?
I'm 27.
You are too old to have little friends at work, okay? Work is for work, all right? You can have your little friend when you're not working, all right?
Well, I also want to tell him I'm blessed, and I'm blessed too.
Go ahead.
Because I have a different demeanor. I have two sides, and my boss only sees
the... Bipolar?
Yes, at work, yes.
Okay.
So my boss, he only sees the Caucasian side, and I've just been...
What does that mean?
I hate when you black people talk like that. I really do. I can't stand it.
What's the Caucasian side? What does that mean?
It's true. Well, I don't know, like, I know when he first hired me, like, I did a phone interview. I know he didn't think I was black. He didn't know I was African American because he was surprised when I came in for the interview. But I've been here for 4 years now.
What's your name?
But it's Camille.
Camille, listen, let me tell you something, Camille. Your blackness is enough, okay? You don't have to have a Caucasian side to appease your boss, all right?
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You should know that.
I have to switch it up. I'm the only black person here that works in the office, and it's not the type of environment.
I don't like that because you make it seem like the white side is the good side and the black side is the bad side.
Well, no,
I don't like that.
No, not necessarily. I didn't mean it like that. It's just.
Your black side is unprofessional.
That's whack.
Right.
Your black side is professional. And
well,
Camille,
that's how.
I need you to repeat after me. Repeat after me, okay?
Yes.
Say it's a privilege to be black.
It's a privilege to be black.
And you better go in that job and act like it today, damn it. And don't be late. You're representing all of us right now.
I do have your book.
Well, you need to read it. Just skip to chapter 8.
I showed it to my mom, and I was like, Mom, do you know who this is? And she was like, yeah, that's Tupac. And I was like,
that's Tupac.
What?
Oh, no, hold on.
Tupac.
Slow down. I'm tired of all this Tupac slander.
Tupac.
Thank you, Baba.
Tupac. How the hell would I be Tupac?
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Good morning. What's your name?
She's mad.
Good morning, DJ Envy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good this morning at all.
Why?
Because I went to get gas in my car, and my check is not deposited in my bank account this morning, and I'm very pissed off.
Who do? What job is doing you dirty, boo?
Oh, I can't tell the job, but, you know, they're not paying. My check was not in there today.
I'm sorry for you,
you need to hold a little something, boo?
Nah, I'm good, because I'm going in there. They're gonna write me a live check today.
Okay.
How much they owe you?
Let's see, about $780.
Ooh, they better come up with that money.
Yeah, that's right. I pay my taxes. I work every day.
So how'd you put gas in the car?
I didn't put none in there, so I'm trying to make it there.
Why you just ain't pump the gas and drive off?
Nah, I ain't going to jail. I ain't stupid.
I feel you, boo.
Well, good luck, mama. Hopefully you get to work.
Yes, I will. And y'all have a blessed day.
You too.
All right. Yeah. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can call us.
Now I find these 7K male sexual performance enhancement pills, too.
They got the panther on it?
7 days long action. Ain't no panther. It's two white people kissing. That's not it?
No.
Well, you need to put me on, then.
I got you. All right. Well, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, Steve Harvey did confirm that letter that we read yesterday. He did send that note out to all of his employees.
I'm copying and pasting it right now to send out to the Breakfast Club.
We'll tell you what he had to say about it. Also, we'll talk about Ja Rule and yet another lawsuit from this fire festival.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, the founders of the Fyre Festival, and that would be Ja Rule and 25-year-old Billy McFarland, are being sued at least by 7 different groups of people. Now, the latest news is they're getting sued for $3 million. Apparently, they took out a loan for $3 million, and we're making payments on it until the festival happened, or should I say didn't happen, so now they have stopped making those payments, so they're being sued for that. They're saying they paid about $900,000 of that money back. That's not bad that they at least were making their payments.
Some of it, yeah. Until the Fyre Festival bombed out, I don't think they'll have enough to pay it off now.
How much did they owe, though?
$3 million. And that's just one loan.
Uh-huh.
Now, another thing that happened is they have basically asked their 12 employees to stay on with the organization if they choose to, but they will not be paid. So what he's doing is offering them the opportunity to continue to work. And then once the business makes some money, they will get paid at that point.
There's somebody out there saying to themselves, I'm not working for Ja Rule for free. I'm not working for Ja for free, damn it.
Mm-mm-mm.
So according to Billy McFarland, he said, we're not firing anyone. We're just letting you know there will be no payroll in the short term. You know what's crazy? This is all said on a phone call, and they have released the audio of the call. So basically somebody that was on that call taped it and put it out there. So people are definitely selling their story.
So basically Billy is saying, we need your help.
We can't pay you right now.
But we definitely need your help.
Hopefully we can pay you in the future.
How many people out there would stay at their job and continue to work for free?
It depends what type of job it was.
It's funny because I remember when I got fired from the Wendy Williams experience. I already had worked with her for a year and a half for free. So I think I was on payroll for maybe another year and a half maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So when they came to fire me, I was like, can't I just do what I was doing before y'all put me on the payroll? Can't I just work here for free? Like, and they was like, nope.
Damn.
Wow.
So you would have did it.
Yeah, in that
situation,
moment.
Yeah.
All right, now Kelly Clarkson, we told you she was in talks to join American Idol as a judge. Well, turns out that The Voice went and snatched her up, and now she has announced that she is going to be on The Voice. Another person who was on American Idol, another alumni, is Jennifer Hudson, who will also be on The Voice. And The Voice is going to be right up against American Idol, by the way. Now, one of the main issues that American Idol didn't work out was because they actually had astronomical salaries for their judges. So they're very mindful of what they're going to pay, what their budget is going to be for their judges.
I don't understand why it's such a big deal that American Idol is coming back when it was just on last year.
Was it on last year? I thought it was last year.
What was on last year? If I'm not on drugs, I'm pretty sure it was on early last year.
I think you were on drugs. I don't think it was on last year.
I mean, it's nothing a little Google can't solve.
All right.
Hey, Google. All right, Steve Harvey, we told you about the letter that he sent out to his staff, basically asking people, do not open my dressing room door. If you open my door, expect to be removed. Do not approach me while I'm in the makeup chair unless I ask to speak with you directly. If I'm in the hallway, do not attempt to walk with me. And he said he needed his privacy. He's tired of being ambushed. Well, we didn't know for sure if this was a real email, and Steve Harvey did confirm he really did send this email out. Here's what he said.
I wrote it at the beginning of the year because I was trying to find out ways that I could just get more me time for me. I'm a 60-year-old man, and I could not find a way to walk from the stage to my dressing room, to sit in my makeup chair, to walk from my dressing room to the stage, or to just sit and have lunch without somebody just walking in.
I still don't see what Steve Harvey said wrong.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think when he needs his rest. He wants his personal time.
That's it. The man wants more personal space. Give him more personal space. Nobody cares about what you got going on. They only care about their agendas, and that's whack.
Well, he did admit that in retrospect, he could have gone about it differently. He said that himself, that perhaps the way he worded that wasn't quite right. So it might have been a little bit rude.
Man, I'm so tired of having to appease these sensitive-ass people, man. He only saying that because he's getting a little backlash, man.
No,
who cares?
He's not apologetic for this letter at all. And here's what else he had to say.
If you come out your house, you don't want nobody on your porch waiting on you. You walk in your car, you don't want people bothering you on the way to the car. Everybody wants the freedom to be able to move around. I just didn't want to be in this prison anymore where I had to stay in this one little room scared to go out and take a breath of fresh air without somebody approaching me. So I wrote the letter, man. I don't apologize about the letter, but it's kind of crazy the way people took this thing and ran, man. I appreciate you asking me.
Yeah, he said it sounded crazy the way you people took it and ran with it. Right. He said he sounded crazy.
No, he did. He did say it. He did say that in retrospect that he could have went about it differently.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
No,
but once again, if you talk to someone when they don't want to be talked to, you're only wasting your breath.
We don't have a problem, I think, with the message, but sometimes how you deliver the message is important.
And if y'all don't understand what he said, then I don't know what's wrong with y'all. And I'm about to copy and paste Steve Harvey's letter and send it to everyone in here. Okay, because if Michelle Obama is out here in these streets saying that I'm smart and funny, all of y'all need to make appointments to talk to me. Okay? Okay.
You you go do that. All right.
Don't talk to me without an appointment.
And that is your rumor report.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club from Real Housewives of Atlanta. We have a special guest, Miss Kenya Moore.
Good morning, Woo! Kenya.
Good morning. Good
and that
morning.
Show is what everybody is talking about right now.
Everybody.
You had a relatively quiet season, seems like, though.
No, she
did. Well, yeah, you know, pretty much not with the other ladies. I wasn't in the middle of everything.
You didn't get called a rapist.
No, you wasn't called
being accused of raping
thank
anybody.
Thank God.
Or a liar.
Yeah. Or
but
a liar.
But you had some man drama.
Yeah, you know,
that
you know what happens.
Your publicist told us to refer to Matt Jordan as that boy.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, okay.
I don't even talk about him. It's so, you know, 7-8 months ago. So we don't even talk about that.
It's hard, though, because sometimes you film those things way earlier, and then when it airs, all these things have happened in real life that you haven't been able to really publicly say.
Yeah, exactly, because they don't want you to talk about what the entire season will be before the season starts. So it's a lot that I couldn't say, and we just had to let it play out. But definitely, you know, when you see something that ended, you know, 7 or 6 months prior, it's hard to just, like, sit back and watch it unfold.
Do you watch the show when it's happening?
They give us the show about 3 days in advance, and a lot of times I can't even watch the show.
Now, they accuse you of hiring men as your boyfriends on the show.
Isn't that stupid? Like, that is the stupidest thing.
That would be a shame if a beautiful woman
really
like you
like,
had to
that
hire
has to hire.
Man.
Like, this is just a dumb thing. And you know where that came from? It came from Phaedra. She said,
"No,
it did. It actually
they
did.
They're not Phaedra.
It really did."
Any lie? Any alternative fact Phaedra said?
She said it. It really did because it was this whole thing with Walter. You know, I accused him of something, and so he retaliated. And then she said, "Oh, yeah, she pays boyfriends." So then people just ran with that.
And also,
I do remember you saying last year you said that there weren't a lot of eligible black bachelors out there.
Well,
in Atlanta.
Well, it's in Atlanta. So by process of elimination, so you have to take away the people that are in jail. The people that are gay.
Some people just broken, not successful.
Yeah, broken, not successful. The ones that are already married, the ones that already have ladies. Mm-hmm. So it leaves a small pool of guys.
I can understand why you buy a boyfriend.
You know what? I wish I needed to if I got the coins to do it, but I don't need to spend them that way.
Now, they said that this guy was aggressive. I didn't see the show, but when I was reading it, they said the guy was very kind of aggressive with you.
What guy?
I guess the one she was dating on the show.
But she had to get him. He was, and he said some really nasty things on social media that let you know.
So why'd you stay with him if he was that aggressive?
I didn't. That was, again, they were playing something out that he was watching the show and watching it. But like I said, I don't even care. Pretty much he's dead to me.
Or the boy's name.
Yeah, or the person's name. He's in my past, and I have something so good right now, so I don't even think about
that. Were you scared he was going to pop up at the reunion?
No.
You got a restraining order against
him. No, I mean, we have a lot more power than you think we do. And, of course, you know, we're not bothered with stuff like that. But wasn't that reunion crazy, though?
It was the craziest reunion.
Yeah.
They didn't need all y'all up there, though. It could have just been Phaedra, Portia, and Candy. They could have just left it with those three.
It was a mess.
Now, explain your gun incident. Because we've seen on Instagram that somebody run up on your crib. And you got a couple of pistols at the crib.
I got more than a couple.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I shoot all the time. I own a lot of guns. I'm really comfortable with guns. Yeah, you see this big purse.
You get arrested in New York with the gun. You're going under the jail.
It's not in my purse now. No, it's crazy as I live. I mean, people have seen my home on the show, Moore Manor.
On TV. Mm-hmm.
And I have a gate. My house is gated. But I live down, like, this pretty steep driveway, so on all around me except one side, I'm covered with trees and my neighbors. You can't access my property.
Right.
So what ended up happening is I'm, you know, chilling in my house and I hear somebody knocking on my front door. So I know my gate is closed and I know I have a fence. So I'm like, who's knocking at my door? So I got like kind of alarmed because of the situation I was going through.
Right.
I go and get my gun. I go downstairs.
What gun did you grab?
I grabbed my Sig Sauer.
Okay.
Yeah.
My
Sig Sauer.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. I don't know anything about that.
Charlamagne is a top of the line 40 caliber pistol.
Oh, okay. 40 caliber. All right. 40 caliber. Okay. All right. 40. I'm like, what? Okay.
So, you know, I have a glass when you come with glass light. They call them a light. And I could see there was three people. I don't know. One was a girl, was two guys. I'm like, oh, hell no.
Here come Phaedra then.
Right. I'm like, you ain't invited to my house. So I had to take the gun into and put it down so I could unlock my door. I have this big, heavy door. And when they saw me with the gun, they just took off running. I went outside, and I was like, just, I was so angry.
Why unlock the door, though? Why not just grab your gun and then call the police?
Because I really wanted to shoot him.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Like, I want to have it. No one's coming to more manners.
No, it's like I live, you know, by myself, and as a woman, to have two big guys and a woman walk up to your door, circumvent your security. I got cameras all around my property. Mm-hmm. So for them to really have the nerve to come onto my property the way they did, they deserve to be shot.
You want to make an example.
Right.
I'm not listening.
So for the next person who has that idea, you get a cap in your ass.
Now, do you go to the range a lot?
That's a big cap. Yeah, 40 caliber cap. Jeesh.
Yeah. I have, you know, the hollow points, too. But I don't want to take those out.
What's your favorite gun to shoot, Kenya?
I got this little one, a new one. It's I can put it, conceal it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I love that little gun. Yeah.
You single, guy? That's why you probably single. You single, like, nobody want to run up in there when you got all the damn guns in your house.
Ain't nobody.
Now, let me ask you this, Kenya. What did your dad have to say about everything as it unfolded? I'm sure it's hard for him to watch his little girl.
Yeah, it's just hard for him to watch me go through anything. Even with the girls, he stays out of it, but he has his opinion.
Well, clearly you learned your shooting ways from somebody.
I take my dad's shooting. Yeah, my dad shoots with me. Yeah.
So daddy's like, I want to put a cap in old boy's ass, basically.
Why do you have the Bible out, bro?
Yeah, why do you have that Bible, Charlamagne?
Because the flesh is weak, and I'm trying to be a changed man. That's why.
My goodness. Now, you stated also on the show that you really want a family. You want to get married. You want kids. Do you feel like sometimes you pick wrong men because you want a family so bad?
You know what? It's not that I want a family so bad. I think any woman wants a home that they can call their own, whether it means a husband, a partner, children, a dog, whatever the case. I just want that
ideal situation.
So it's not that I want it so bad. It's something that I want.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that all women make mistakes when it comes to men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all stay at times in relationships that are not necessarily healthy, and we learn from it and we keep going, and then we find a prince, and then it's all over.
All right, we got more with Kenya Moore when we come back from Real Housewives of Atlanta. We got to talk about the reunion, Phaedra's lies, and more. So keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Kenya Moore from Real Housewives of Atlanta in the building. Charlamagne?
Do you think you might have too long a checklist, though? Like, you might be on your chili? What chili won't? You got 100 things that you need from a man?
I'm not like that. I really, the main thing that people say about me, guys that date me, I'm not like what they think I am. I'm really a homebody. I like to cook for my guy. I like to give massages, candles in the bathtub, and stuff like that. I'm like, I really love taking care of my guy.
I think they probably think you got a bougie vibe.
They do, or like I'm high maintenance, so not. Like, I'm that girl in sweatpants and, you know, hair in a ponytail.
I know people don't think, but you see me out.
Have you ever seen me in my bed?
No.
Okay, well.
Wait, what's going on? What's but every time we see you on television, you have an expensive bag.
Which is on TV.
What bag you got today?
I mean, I have a...
What bag is on the floor?
It's an Hermes alligator skin, but it's a
$76,000. I can't even pronounce Hermes.
That bag right
I don't even know.
And why does he know how much that costs?
That's not true.
It's not Hermes. It's Hermes.
Well, Hermes.
Hermes. But tomorrow...
$60,000. $76,000.
Okay, what? How do you know, first of all?
Because his wife.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, she said you look broke, my G. She can see the brokenness in your eyes. She said,
that's
how
terrible.
You know?
That's terrible.
You know that?
Just a couple?
Couple.
Now, Kenya, is there
no, but I'll switch it up. I'll do something expensive one day at a Target the next. I'm always in Target.
Yeah, is there a lot of pressure from the producers, though?
Target. You said I'm always in Target.
I am always
Who
in Target.
Who doesn't go to Target?
Come on.
Now, stop it.
Kenya Moore, what do you buy from Target, Kenya Moore?
I just bought a little jacket from Target yesterday.
Where's the jacket?
Where's the damn jacket? He was with me.
Everybody goes to Target.
It was raining. You just needed something to cover your head real
quick.
She
bought it for him. It wasn't for
her. No, I like Target's clothes sometimes. Nothing wrong with that.
I love Target. I love most of
the t-shirts. And I love TJ Maxx. And I love Century 21.
I love Century 21. Yeah. I shop there all the time. Yes.
They had me on the shade room.
Kenya Moore ain't been in the TJ Maxx in so damn long.
They had me on the shade room in TJ Maxx. I have been in TJ Maxx, okay? though.
All right, now, yes. Kenya, is there a lot of pressure from the producers for you to just come up with storylines and be interesting?
You know, it's pressure to show your life.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, you know, I've never had a problem with story. I mean, I've been on 5 seasons, and I've always had the top storyline. So
but
I've
not
never
just
had
you
a problem.
In general. I mean, for everybody. Is there a lot of pressure? Like, I got to find something that's going to make this compelling.
For me, it hasn't been. For other girls, I can't speak for them. I do know some girls, even this season, that popped up with situations that were very unbelievable. You know, what? Okay. Just
like what? Give us an example.
This is a lot of, honey. It's a lot. Like
why was
this? It's just crazy.
Why do you think your storyline was so light this season?
You had the, you just had the most think, watched episode.
I did. I had the highest rate. I have the highest rated episode.
She had the
season.
Highest rated episode.
And that's every season.
Looks at you and his eyes go down.
His eyes. My eyes went down.
He's
yet.
Looking at the Bible.
I'm looking at my Bible. That's right.
And that's the King James version.
There you
or the
go.
New
it's
world.
The LeBron James version. There you okay. Go. I am absolutely.
I'm not
looking,
familiar with that one.
I am looking at the Bible.
All right. Good.
It's funny because Envy and Charlamagne don't watch the show, but they're like, you didn't have a.
No, I watched the show. I watched the show.
I thought you said you didn't watch it.
No, I watched the show.
I didn't watch it that much, but it didn't seem. I mean, I didn't. It seemed like the rape thing was the biggest.
No, that came later, but it still wasn't the highest rated episode. It wasn't.
But how did you think when that unfolded during the reunion?
I knew it was coming. Like, I see right through all of those girls.
You knew it was going to all come
you know
out. The way
I knew it was all going to come out because I think, first of all, Portia didn't have another play because she got all the heat for repeating it, even though we learned that mm-hmm. Phaedra made it up, but you said it. Mm-hmm. So you have to be responsible for the things that come out of your mouth. Candy is a mega brand. She has she's a wife. She's mm-hmm. A mother. She's a daughter. She has
her sex toy line.
Her sex toy line. She has a lot to lose. And Candy has always been, bar none, the fan favorite of the show for the last, I don't know how many years.
Really?
Yeah, she has. That's a fact. She's a fan favorite.
Mm-hmm. Now, you thought they were both acting during the show. You said they were both acting. Actresses.
Who?
I mean,
Portia and Phaedra.
Well, it was very clear that, to me, who came to do what. I think Phaedra is the one that got caught off guard. I don't think she was acting. I never said. I just feel like Phaedra was acting like she was concerned about Portia, but she just threw her under the bus. So how could you be concerned about her? Really?
You and Portia had actually, I thought, were going to be friends at one point.
I did. So also, but when you sit on the show, even this season, and make up stories like about my car and then saying something like I had to get my car wrecked and get money and all this stuff, whatever.
You think they
don't
should
lie
fire
on me?
Her?
I think that they should fire anyone who consistently tells lies on other people and damages their brand on purpose.
Did you have sympathy for Portia at all?
I don't think that you, if you had a loaded gun and somebody gave it to you, you chose to shoot that gun.
Mm.
So to me, I can't have sympathy for you because you knew what you were doing.
You're going to remember that when you shoot a white man that jumps over your gate. And they still
can't. I knew what I was doing. But wait, handcuffs, no.
But Phaedra has said the producers are actually the ones that told her to say that.
Phaedra has lied consistently from the first day she's been on the show. What other play does she have but to blame someone else? And she got caught in that because she also said, eventually it came out, that she told Portia that Candy told her. The producer didn't make her say that, so that was a lie. She just had to clear through all the stuff.
Did it bother you when Phaedra just didn't answer for like, it felt like 15 minutes, she was just quiet and just had nothing to say?
No, it just, like, I feel like she got what she deserved. Mm. I just feel like your lies will catch up to you, and I don't believe in revenge and all that stuff. I just believe in karma. She's told lies. She started off telling lies about me. When we fell out about a workout video, all of a sudden, I became an alcoholic. I became bipolar. I became like all of those things. And no, I don't have alcoholism. so shady. But you know, it's that whole situation came from her, and mm-hmm. that's slanderous. And she's done worse. So
now, do you feel like Candy should soar?
You know, I think that's up to Candy. I can't say either. I just think it's up to Candy. Her brand was damaged, but I think the whole world knows now that it was a lie, and so I think that's retribution enough. But
would you, Sue, if that was you? And they said you was drugging, you wanted to drug somebody and take them to your sex dungeon?
That's
you
a
know,
lie.
Because I'm often petty, I would probably say, yeah, I probably would. I would. That's too
a lot because her brand is also that sex toy.
I've had to send people cease and desist letters on the show before.
All right, we got more with Kenya Moore. When we come back, we'll talk about NeNe. She's going to be in the next season of Real Housewives of Atlanta. Also, Kenya has a hair care line, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. We have Kenya Moore in the building. Now, Yee.
Now, let's talk about the next season coming up because we've seen the NeNe's returning and Kim Zolciak is supposed to be returning. They said NeNe's getting $2.5 million.
NeNe is not getting... I love you to death, NeNe, but that didn't come directly from her.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't getting $2.5 million.
Okay.
That did not come from her, so...
Why you say it like that, Kenya? She was already getting a mil at one point.
But you...
That's a big jump. I'm with
okay,
you.
Okay, but you... But our rate... Okay, let's look at it the business way. Our ratings held. If you are a million-dollar liability... In the ratings hell, why would we pay you
double?
$2.5 million the amount that we were paying you before.
Because it seems like they want NeNe back. Are they getting the other, was it Kim?
Kim Zolciak's coming back too. Well?
Who's that?
Yeah, Kim is coming back. Kim is coming back, yes. Kim needs a check, so Kim will be back.
Tardy to the party.
I like this. Tardy for the party. Wasn't that doing well?
The checks were tardy, so she's over here.
Damn, Kim ain't getting no bread. That white privilege ain't kicking yet for Kim?
She's coming back.
We can see that you and Kim are going to be butting heads, though, on the next season. So
you don't like Kim?
I actually liked Kim. Kim came for me. Kim and I had a really great relationship. I would text her. We would, you know, nothing like true friends. Mm-hmm. But we were cool with each other. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, I'm at Sheree's house. And she's like, why don't you mind your business? But you were in Candy's house, tearing Candy's house down. Don't you remember that? Oh, we're in the ghetto, locked the gates. And, oh, you need to paint the...
Right.
Well, you don't have it. Like, people don't have memories about that stuff. Who are you talking to? Mm. Like, I remember all of that stuff.
People are saying that Kim looks like she has some work done.
She does.
On her face. But
her
she
mother
she
could not pick her up out of a lineup.
Wow.
She does her look a little different. I seen the picture.
You're
I was like,
setting up this showdown for next season.
Look, I mean, come on. She can't help it that she's aging like sour milk. But
first of all, you're right. But let's also keep in mind, she's white. White women don't necessarily age the best. It's the truth. You know that.
You said it.
Come on now.
You said it.
They do age like milk. A lot of them do.
So now, you have a new love interest. You said you're very happy now.
I said I'm happy. I don't want to talk about that, but I'm happy.
What have you been seeing with Kim and she says all lives matter? How do you react?
All wigs matter, like the one on her head.
Now, you have experience working with Donald Trump. Did you see any hint of the bigoted dictator we see now?
Charlamagne, I really like living.
You think Trump will kill you?
You know, when I worked with him, he was working on a TV show. Mm-hmm. So we saw his TV personality, mm-hmm. but seemingly it's the same. Mm-hmm. So
really?
Yeah, it's the same.
He was like that then?
He's brazen. I mean, you know, he's unapologetic. He can often be, you know, polarizing, but he's tough. You know,
was it more sexist or racist?
I didn't, you know, I honestly didn't see either one.
Gotcha.
He was fair with me. He was tough with me, but he was fair.
Gotcha.
Now, yeah. Phaedra asked you to come back and talk to the kids at the camp again.
She got real nervous when you start talking about Donald Trump. Kenya got nervous in hell. Like, I live in a neighborhood with Trump supporters.
I don't want to get flagged at the airport.
I'll try to fly out of the country. My passport gets taken away.
Oh, my taxes. She's like, I don't want to get audited.
I got audited. Oh, you're illegal because your name is Kenya. Yeah, you don't belong here.
Kenya.
You have your own hair product that's going
hair
to
care. Yeah,
what is that about? Tell us about that.
It's
Kenya Moore Hair Care, mm-hmm. and I developed it like 5 years ago. And I've always had like a passion for hair care. And we are now in Sally Beauty Supply.
Okay,
yeah. So
that's
Sally Beauty Supply. Yes, we love Sally's, and it's a hair care line I developed because, listen, weaves, wigs, ponytails, whatever that. Those things are, girls have their prerogative to just play with their hair, but I just didn't want them to feel like they have to wear those things, to be proud of the hair that's growing out of your head. So it really helps girls grow their own hair.
Now, for young girls who are listening or watching, how did you keep your hair so nice? Because, you know, there's so many girls go through...
It's damaging when you have to use all
dyeing and extensions and weaves.
So that's your real hair now?
No, I'm telling you, what I'm saying is...
You don't believe me.
I have very long, healthy hair. So what is important is the products that you use in your hair. A lot of people put all these fillers that are like linked to cancer and hair care products, and you wonder why it's $1 or $3 or $5. Mm-hmm. It's because it's not good for your hair. So our products are really of quality, and it's formulated to strengthen your hair and help it to grow.
Are you willing to ruin all of this for a baby?
No, you know how to workout tape. I know how to keep it tight. Yeah. I have a workout tape.
But a baby changes everything, you know what I mean? And you
but
know,
some people.
Not you. Yeah. Not Envy's wife. Envy's wife pop out five kids.
But she's grown.
Cold for she old.
You're grown.
No, I work out 4 or 5 days a week. I have a workout video, booty boot camp. So I just believe in working out and just trying to stay healthy. And if it falls apart, hopefully the man I'm with, he loves all that falling apart too.
I know one thing. If you grab his thumb the way you just grabbed my thumb, he's gonna be happy. So I'm gonna go back to my body. And I don't know what you did to my thumb just now, but that just it sent a shockwave to my body that I ain't supposed to be feeling like that.
It's so silly.
Out loud, you fool.
Incline, O Jehovah, your ear, answer me, for I am afflicted and poor.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Jehovah.
Seeing how Candy reacted on the reunion and how hurt she was, and hearing her say how we all throw shade at each other and we all do this, does it make you feel like we got to treat each other better?
Oh, I think, you know, first of all, our show is for entertainment purposes. Mm-hmm. I think that at the end of the day, it's a job, but I think there is a line you shouldn't cross. I can throw funny shade all day. Yeah, I'll talk about your house not having real marble on the floors.
That's charade. She's talking about Chateau Charade.
Right. You built a 10,000 square foot house and you don't put marble on the floor. Like, you put porcelain. So I'm going to talk about that.
How was your basement?
Ain't nobody buying your hair.
I was thinking.
You can't talk like that for people that want to buy your hair, because there's people that 10,000 square foot house.
She's talking about Sheree's house.
That's not my house. Yeah, that's Sheree's house. That's what I'm saying.
My house is up there though. What size?
For real? How many square feet?
Half of that, easy.
Yeah, 5,000.
Yeah. I renovated the house, though. My house was like, it wasn't even listed. It was land. It was uninhabitable. Mm-hmm. So I fixed up the worst house in the neighborhood.
They always say that's a great thing to do in real estate, is you buy the worst house on the most expensive block.
Just say you bought the house in Detroit,
and the value goes up a lot more.
Yeah, it's got like, you know, a lot of equity in it now, mm-hmm. because, you know, it has zero equity in it. You know, nobody wanted it.
I got a good deal.
Yeah, I mean, I try to save.
Now, why do people think you're a liar? Because when you tweeted that you was going to be on the show, someone tweeted you back and said, "Nobody cares, bitch. We're all tired of your lies. You're a mini Phaedra."
Well, you know what? That sounds like a person that has a real problem.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they have a real problem. But if you want some edges, sounds like a person that doesn't have some edges. So I can understand why you're mad, whoever that tweeter is. So if you want some edges, go to KenyaMoreHair.com and order some edge growth. It's going to be pre-order it now.
Does that really work, though?
Mine does. I actually have some people testing it now. It's in a testing phase.
Why you pointing at him?
That's so funny, but that is... That's a huge problem for women.
No, are those edges. Yeah. Trust and believe. I have an answer. Again, I'm just trying to empower people. You don't have to live with no edges, tweeter. You can go to your hair care and get you some. Don't be mad at me.
I'm just trying to help you.
All
right. Well, Kenya, we appreciate you for joining us.
Yes, Kenya. Thank you for coming.
And Saturday, you're going to be in Brooklyn?
Yes, Sally Beauty Supply at the Gateway in Brooklyn. So come out and see me, 12 to 2.
Come get the edge control. Any discounts on edge control since you've been slandering people with no edges all morning?
You know what? No discounts. Assist has to pay for all this.
But she's been trying to help people, but she's going to help you if you don't have no edges.
I'm going to help you out.
All right.
Please leave. Hate to see you leave, but love to watch you go.
Charlamagne, oh, my goodness.
It's the Breakfast Club.
Thank you, guys.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes, Kelly Rowland was with the Huffington Post, and she talked about being a devoted wife. And she did go through some issues, though, after having a baby in the bedroom. Here's what she had to say.
I had a belly after I had my son, and I was actually body shaming myself. And it was certain things that I wasn't comfortable with. I had this brand new body, and I was like, oh my gosh, well, am I as sexy? And my husband's like, absolutely, you know? So he made me feel so comfortable. I adore him. And yeah, it just, You have to find your groove.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for the Godiva Chocolate Goddess, Kelly Rowland. I don't care what shape or size you get Kelly Rowland in, you take care of that. You hear me?
All right, well, she goes on to talk about the difficulty she had actually having sex, even though she wanted to.
It took me a while to feel ready to have sex again. Just go through so much, physically, emotionally, mentally. You have to be ready. And I think that, you know, it's something that you can only find between you and your lover. And you see what works, you see what positions work, you see the things that really turn you on, and you just find your way of communicating with each other again sexually.
Now, this is after the baby, she's saying.
After yes, after the baby. She's mm-hmm. absolutely right, because I remember after my wife had our first daughter,
mm-hmm.
I kind of felt like that about sex. Not because I thought she was any less attractive, but I just didn't know when I could go back in.
Now, we asked the doctor immediately. He gave us the time frame.
And it was like 6 weeks?
6 weeks.
Well, who the hell counts weeks?
I do when you want some.
Yeah, but yeah, you just want to make sure. You don't want to jump in 6 weeks and an hour after. All right.
And Kelly Rowland also said that. She said she had to wait until her vagina healed, but a lot of it was also mental for her in addition to that. So that was Kelly Rowland being very open about what it was like having.
And as a man, you kind of scared to jump back in there because you know that's when they most fertile, ain't right?
Yes. And still,
yeah.
Yep.
So you know. You ain't ready to have another seed just yet.
Well, you know, that's how we had Jackson in London. They're only a year apart.
Oh, okay.
Year apart. Just bang.
So you ain't wait the 6 weeks.
Yeah. All right.
Well, yes, because you get 9 months of pregnancy, not 12 months.
Well, great aim.
6 weeks would be 6 weeks minus nine is not 9 months.
I'm not talking right, to you about no damn math. Don't be disrespecting me. He asked me to do math problems at 8 o'clock in the morning. Okay, I'm sorry.
Now, our girl Seven Streeter had posted on Instagram yesterday. The mind is a powerful force. It can enslave us or empower us. It can plunge us into the depths of misery or take us to the heights of ecstasy. Learn to use that power wisely.
That's a fact.
And she revealed over the last year and a half, I've quietly suffered from depression.
Seven Streeter?
Yes.
Did only you know that? That's your friend, Yee.
Only a few of my closest friends and family knew. Why am I sharing this with all of you? Because everything on IG ain't always pretty and we can't add a filter to life. I've had moments where all I saw was darkness and all I felt was sadness. You'd be surprised how many people you know have gone through or still battle depression. The only thing that helps me get through is my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Well, Seven can definitely handle it because I did a movie with Seven last mm-hmm. year and, you know, kick it with Seven. I don't. She's actually a very happy person, a very fun person.
Right.
I never seen it.
Like I said, you never know what people are going through.
Or absolutely.
What's going on in their life and their business life. You know, she had a lot of changes that just happened, so I'm sure it's not easy.
So is that why she comes up here and drinks so heavily? I thought she was just having fun.
Well, I'm sure it's a little bit of both.
Yeah, and depression doesn't mean you're always depressed. It just means sometimes you feel like darkness and don't know how to pull yourself out of it right away.
Well, drop one of Clues Bombs for our girl, Seven Streeter, a.k.a. Seven Squatter.
Oh, boy.
All right, now I see now you're going to bother her again. All right, Dr. Phil, this Monday, do you want to hear Cheyenne Jenkins Hernandez talking about the death of her fiancé?
Who the hell is Cheyenne Jenkins Hernandez?
Aaron Hernandez.
She can't get an apartment nowhere. Cheyenne Jenkins Hernandez? Jesus Christ.
All right, well, here's a little preview of what's going to be on Dr. Phil on Monday.
You were his fiancé. Was he secretly gay?
For the first time ever.
How did you find out he, in fact, was dead?
Inform me.
Aaron Hernandez's fiancé speaks out about his mysterious death.
I was the last person to speak with him.
Do you think this was a suicide or something else?
The exclusive interview.
Did he kill himself so you could collect $6.5 million?
She needs the bread.
Well, damn. You said what? She needs the bread?
She needs the bread. Yeah, she needs the money. I mean, I'm not mad at him, but, you know.
Are you going to watch?
Yep.
Nope.
I am.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day for Friday, May 12th, goes to a police sergeant from Hastings, Michigan, named Sergeant Cleon Brown. Now, Sergeant Cleon Brown is a Caucasian male who recently took a genetic test through Ancestry.com, and the genetic test showed that he was 18% black. Now, I am not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary. I tell y'all that all the time. But last time I checked, human civilization as we know it started in Africa. So I'm sure this happens all the time to white people when they take genetic tests. They find out they got some black in them. Well, Sergeant Cleon Brown, immediately after finding out he was 18% black, was happy about it. Oh, he embraced the privilege that it is to be black. Well, embraced what he could have because it's only 18%. But he went around and proudly told other officers he was black. And like clockwork, the discrimination started. Okay, as soon as he told them he was 18% black, they tried to make him feel inferior for it. Oh, you proud of that 18% blackness? You think it's a privilege and an honor to be 18% black? Not on our watch. Let's go to WOOD NBA 8 in Michigan for the report.
A Hastings police officer is suing the chief and city leaders there. The officer, who recently discovered he's 18% black, is suing over his co-workers' reactions to his newfound ethnicity.
It all began when an ancestry research site answered a lingering question Hastings Police Sergeant Cleon Brown had about his lineage.
When he found out he was 18% African American, he was very proud of it.
But according to Brown's Detroit area attorney, not everyone at Hastings PD shared in his pride. Boylan claims Chief Jeff Pratt spotted Brown.
He saw Cleon standing there and said, "Hey, Kunta," as in Kunta Kinte.
Claims of fist pumps and whispers of Black Lives Matter from fellow officers as they passed Brown. The most public evidence appeared on the Christmas tree in the lobby of the PD. Decorations including Santa figurines with the names of each officer. Brown Santa was black with 18% written on the beard. The lawsuit names the city, Chief Jeff Pratt, Deputy Chief Dale Bolter, Sergeant Chris Miller, and City Manager Jeff Mansfield as defendants. Boylan says the defendants created a hostile work environment, that Brown was ostracized and basically frozen out.
Now, let's unpack this, okay? Let's unpack this one, okay? Number one, his name is Cleon Brown. That's a black name. All right, Cleon Brown gonna have some trouble getting an apartment. All right, I need 15 references. Right. I need your jail history, work history, blood records, last 18 places of employment. I need you to know the Star Spangled Banner verbatim. And what are your thoughts on mayonnaise, Cleon? Okay? But other than his name, that's where it stops for me. All right, and the reason Cleon Brown is getting donkey today is because you can't go suing people because you 18% black and received a couple of Kunta jokes. Okay, somewhere in Hastings, it's a real black man named Leon Brown who has been called every racial slur under the sun by the police in that city for years, and he can't sue. So how you just gonna cut the line and scream discrimination before all these people with a higher percentage of blackness than you get theirs? Okay, see, Cleon Brown is taking full advantage of the privilege that it is to be black, and he's totally flexing his white privilege card at the same time because Cleon, I don't know if you realize this, but the fact that you're 18% black, 18%, and now you're deciding to sue the police because that 18% is being discriminated against, that is something only a white man would do, okay? Not to mention, there's got to be levels to this discrimination lawsuit thing. You can't file a discrimination lawsuit and you're only 18% black. You have to at least be Drake, J. Cole, or Jesse Williams levels of black, okay? 50% or more on the ancestry test is what qualifies you for discrimination lawsuits. If you're not at least 50% black, shut up, sit down, eat this slice of pizza, and be quiet, okay? Cleon, you are using this as a get-rich-quick scheme, and it's a direct slap in the face to the millions of black people who experience racial discrimination on a daily basis. Now, let me play white devil's advocate for just a second, okay? This is what you can do, Cleon. Since you have experienced discrimination, since you know how it feels to be oppressed, and trust me, I'm being sarcastic when I say that. Instead of trying to use real issues like racial discrimination to come up, how about, since you know racial discrimination doesn't feel good, how about you use your white privilege to combat the prejudice that exists in this society, and especially in that police department? I'm sure you're a police officer. We need more of us on the police force, even if it is just 18%. So since you have the best of both worlds, but aesthetically can still operate as a white man, use that white privilege to combat prejudice, okay? Check other white officers when they're being racist. Check other officers when they are racially profiling. You can do so much for your new people using your white privilege to combat prejudice. You could be doing so much good, but no! You just want to use your black blood to make a profit off black pain. And for that, you have to get the biggest hee-haw.
All right.
And always remember,
what?
Whether you're 18% black, 40% black, 90% black, whatever it is, if a white man ever calls you Kunta, you just simply reply,
"Cracker ass cracker."
That's it. I don't know why y'all so scared to let a racial slur fly right back.
"Cracker ass cracker."
That's it. They call you Kunta, you just hit them back with that. Okay? I understand We all love Queen Michelle Obama. And I tell y'all all the time, Michelle Obama says, when they go low, we go high. But no, when they go low, sometimes you can take it right to the floor with them. Kunta.
Cracker ass, cracker.
Okay, just like that, right on top of it, damn it. Before it finishes out their mouth, you hit them back with that.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you for that donkey ass. Donkey ass day. All right. But thank you for the donkey of the day. All right. Now, earlier this morning, we got a phone call. This guy, we do, of course, get it off your chest. You can even tell him why you're mad or tell him why you're blessed. And this guy called this morning because he was mad. Let's hear what he had to say.
Let me tell y'all why I'm mad, man.
Go ahead, bro.
My cousins and them, they all around the same age, 20-something years old, but they using these little pills out the corner store to mess with these females. I'm like, dang, for who use natural, you know what I'm saying, making us look bad because y'all using the pills, so y'all going all night.
I done tried everything to keep a hard erection, okay? The pills in the corner store.
Man, I don't know, man. They got one called 7K. It lasts seven days.
Yeah.
Hold on, what's it called?
7K.
7K.
They got the panther on it?
If you already know.
I just heard about it.
I ain't never had no 7K, but I done had Premier Zen and Super Cheetah, okay? And none of that stuff works. Mm. Titanium 4000, all right? Mm. It ain't never worked for me.
All right, well,
I don't know anything about this.
Well, these are gas station pills. And the question is 800-585-1051. Have you ever used a gas station pill? That is the question.
And I need to know if they work. Night Bullet ain't never worked for me. Rock Hard Weekend ain't never worked for me. Black Mamba 1, R2 ain't never worked for me. Rhino Max ain't never worked for me.
All right.
What gas station pills are y'all using that's working?
All right.
Got to try this 7K.
Call us up right now, 800-585-1051. Now, I'm not going to lie. This weekend, I might go to the gas station and take a 7K. It's my anniversary. So I got all weekend. I got to put it in all weekend long.
7K.
What's the blue one? It's a blue one that they got in the gas station that kind of looked like Viagra. Stamina RX.
Stamina RX.
That don't work either.
They got Stiff Nights.
Stiff Nights.
Don't none of this stuff work for me, B. So I tried the little Swarm.
What?
I tried Stackers.
What?
Those might have been fat.
I tried a Yohembe, Guinness Stout. None of that worked. 800-585-1051. We just asking.
Serious things you guys got to go through.
Fellas. You know, have you ever used a gas station pill? Does it work? And Charlamagne wants to know which one.
Put me on.
All right, call us up right now. Because this weekend is me and my wife's anniversary.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do, bro. You got to put that sauce on.
It got to be all weekend long.
You got to put that sauce on.
All weekend.
Put that sauce on.
Yeah, I'm going to,
put that sauce on it.
And I can't go inside it, though, because then I have enough baby. I don't need no more sauce and then I don't need no more babies. But.
Can't go inside it. Because y'all having sex.
If you put the sauce inside, then she becomes pregnant and there's another baby.
Oh, shoot the club up.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
All right, anyway, 800-585-1051. We're talking gas station pills. You ever used one?
I'm going to learn about this.
Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club.
We would use Spanish Fly, right? Is that?
How old are you?
All right.
Don't they sell that in the gas station?
All right.
No.
Okay.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Okay.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Yes, and it's the Friday, so you know what that means.
It's
Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday!
Now, if you want to get your freak on, earlier this morning, somebody called and said he was mad at the young boys for using these gas station pills.
Play the clip.
Let
me tell y'all why I'm mad, man.
Go ahead, bro.
My cousins and them, they all around the same age, 20-something years old, but they using these little pills out the corner store to mess with these females. I'm like, dang, who use natural, you know what I'm saying, making us look bad because y'all using the pills, so y'all going all night.
I done tried everything to keep a hard erection, okay? The pills in the corner store.
Man, I don't know, man. They got one called 7K. It lasts seven days.
Yeah.
Hold on, what's it called?
7K.
7K.
They got the panther on it?
If you already know.
I just heard about it. So we're asking 800-585-1051, do you use gas station pills? And if you do, which ones do you use? Which ones work? I've used one before,
okay,
and it worked for me.
Which one did you use?
It was the 7K with the tag, with the panther on.
I've never tried 7K. I've had Stamina RX. I had Rhino 7 5000. I had Premier Zen. I had Rhino 69. Mm-hmm. Okay, but none of that stuff has worked for me. Now, mind you, I am a guy who has historically always tried to use things to make his penis be as erect as possible.
HGH never helped nobody. I never did HGH.
I did the ginseng stone. Remember the ginseng stone?
Ginseng stone used to wet the little stone.
Isn't it like a crystal rack that you could rub on it or something?
Yeah, exactly. You wet it and then you rub it on the vein. of your penis. That used to work, but it used to numb you up so bad that you really didn't feel nothing. Oh. And then you would get it on your fingers, and then if you accidentally wipe your mouth, then you feel like you haven't seen the dentist because you can't feel your lips. I have no problem using sex pills from the gas station. I just haven't found a sex pill that works.
All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Like I said, this weekend, hey, it's my anniversary. I got to go in. I can't just knock. It can't be one hit a quitter. I got to be all weekend long.
And by the way, ladies, you should not be judging men for using sex pills from the gas station or anywhere, because we are doing this for you.
Trying to please you.
We want to give you the best possible sexual experience, okay?
Do not embarrass yourself.
There you go.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Carlito.
Hey, what's up, man? What
Talk to me,
you
brother.
You use a gas station pill, bro?
No. What you gotta do to stay up is you just gotta lick that.
Let me tell you something, sir. I've been sucking farts out of girls' butts, sucking farts out of my wife's butts for a long time. All right? It has nothing to do with it.
My goodness. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name, mama?
My name is Brittany.
Hey, Brittany. Now, your man would tell you to pick up the pills for him at the gas station.
Yes. And I was in college at the time. I'm now 27. So I was 21. He's like 30-something, like I believe like 33 at the time. And he used to have me get these black ants. I think he used to have black ants on the packages like almost all the time. And it was a weird night. He was like, go back in the car and get that pack. I was like, what is this?
Did it work?
Black ants on the package.
I've never seen that one.
It had a different language, I guess. I mean... we went all night, but I just was, like, laughing because it was, like, he used to always buy them, like...
Well, congratulations. Oh, you're talking about Blant? You're talking about Black Ant King.
Yes.
Black Ant King.
You tried that?
I've tried Black Ant King.
And did it work for you?
I don't know if I've seen it. I don't know if I tried it, but I definitely seen it.
This guy
Black
is
Ant
crazy.
King. I've tried every goddamn sex pill in the gas. I'm going to give me some today, matter of fact. Maybe I just wasn't in the right frame of mind back then. I'm going to get me some of that today.
My goodness.
I'm
gonna
give me some of
this?
That swag.
Hey, this is
Sex
Brian
with a grudge.
From Jersey.
Hey, Brian. Now, you picked up a pill from the gas station. Which one? Did it work?
Yeah, I picked up the Samurai X. It says 48 hours on it.
I seen that one with the Samurai guy all in gold.
Yeah, that looked like a video game.
Yeah. And I thought I was going to get some for my wife that night, but we didn't do it. The next day, we went to Burlington to go shopping. And she said, honey, go stand in line while I finish shopping. And I'm standing there. And it just came up. Whoop,
yeah,
like
drop one of Clue's bombs for you getting an erection in Burlington Coat Factory, baby.
That's the only bad thing. You can't tell it when to come up and when to go down. So for seven days.
I was scared. It was women and children around. I was like, they're going to call the police on me or something.
Now, what's the one you use? Tell
Samurai
me.
X, he said.
Samurai X.
It was Samurai X.
I'm
it's
taking
a
notes.
It's a red box.
I'm taking
I ain't
notes.
Never take that again.
All right, bro. 800-585-1051. We're asking, have you ever used a gas station pill? Call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us this morning, somebody called her and tell them why you're mad or tell them why you're blessed and said this.
Let me tell y'all why I'm mad, man.
Go ahead, bro.
My cousins and them, they all around the same age, 20-something years old, but they using these little pills out the corner store to mess with these females. I'm like, dang. Who use natural, you know what I'm saying, making us look bad because y'all using the pills, so y'all going all night.
I done tried everything to keep a hard erection, okay? The pills in the corner store.
Man, I don't know, man. They got one called 7K. It lasts seven days.
Yeah.
Hold on, what's it called?
7K.
7K.
They got the panther on it?
If you already know.
I just heard about it. So we're asking... 800-585-1051. Have you ever used a gas station pill?
Because I've used them, and a lot of them haven't worked for me. Stamina RX, you know, Zen 1200, you know, Max Stamina, Rhino 7, Premier Zen, they've never worked for me. You said that 7K works well.
7K works. It's the red thing with the panther on it. But I've tried one before, and it didn't work, and I just got headaches the whole day.
Really?
Yeah, because they have side effects as a headache.
How many did you take?
It's only one pill.
See, that's my problem. That's why I had that bad trip in L.A. this week when I smoked the weed. Because I'm the type of person, when I take something, I want it to work immediately.
Right.
So if I don't feel it immediately, I keep taking them.
You took a bunch of edibles?
No, I smoked some sativa. What's that stuff called? Sativa? I told y'all that.
Sativa.
Oh.
Yeah, that wasn't for me. But back to the sex pills.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would be the type of person that would pop a bunch of them, waiting for it to kick in, and then I have an erection for 3 months straight.
My goodness.
I had Super Cheetah before.
Super Cheetah.
Yeah, Super Cheetah didn't really work for me either. I'm going to try again today, though. And I want ladies to know something, man. Ladies, what? You have to know that if a man premature ejaculates, it's either a compliment because your box is that good, or it's an insult because your box is that trash and probably got a smell and he just wants to get out of it.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, who's this?
This is Remy D.
Hey, Remy. Now, you ever got a gas station pill, bro?
Man, I have not, my guy. This is Remy D from Lansing. Let me tell you, when I was younger, I'm from Detroit.
Okay.
And I used to go to the gas station, and I used to see a pill called Horny Goat Weed.
I've used Horny Goat Weed. That's elementary, kid.
It works. I've used everything.
It's elementary.
Look, y'all. I'm young, okay? I've learned that you got to cut back on the Henny and drink you some water, and you won't have that problem.
That's not true.
It's not?
If anything, cognac makes me last longer. In the words of the great Deacon Algonaud, I don't know why, but that Remy turns me to a whore.
Okay? Hello?
Hello? What's going on?
Hey, what's up, bro? We're asking, have you ever used a gas station pill? And if you
know
have,
what
which one?
I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, first it was the Mambas, but then, like, say you get in, like, a bright room, you'll start seeing, like, a blue tint, and you'll get, like, heartburn.
On your penis?
I mean, nah, man, like the light.
Oh.
What? You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, what are you talking about?
What?
What are we talking about? Sex,
man,
pills, not drugs.
Yeah, the Mambas, man.
Oh, the Mambas. Yeah, I've used my before.
All right, so, yeah, but check me out. All right, so I switched to that 7-day stuff or whatever it's called, and that thing is the truth, man.
I told you, 7K is the truth.
Hey, but don't, I mean, yo.
But you stuck for 7 days. You better have sex for 7 days.
Hey, man, you'll be ready. And when you're not ready, it's all good.
When you're not ready, you're still ready. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Terrence from Arizona.
Hey, what's up, bro? We're talking gas station pills. You ever use a gas station pill?
Man, yeah. I done went in outside one of those foreigner gas stations.
Mm-hmm.
Went in the bathroom, bought the horny goat weed, came out, bought the rock hard, bought me a bottle of something to drink, get home thinking I'm finna do something. I still only lasts about 30 minutes. And
what you mean only 30 minutes?
That's a long
time. That's amazing.
Charlemagne, that's with the foreplay including. That's about 20 minutes.
Okay. So you like me. I include the foreplay too. I'm not going to lie to you. I either judge it by the length of the album that I'm listening to, or I look at the clock, and when the foreplay start, that's when we on the clock. So if the foreplay and the sex last 20 minutes, then that's how long we had sex.
That's it.
I'm with you.
All right. Thank you, bro.
By the way, see, this is my problem too.
What's that?
If you take the horny goat weed or you take the Stamina RX, you can't have no drink with it. But
right.
I think that it kind of like takes each other out. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So you got to do one or the other. And a lot of times, I'm hearing a lot of guys say that they taking the pills and then they get home and don't do nothing. Sometimes you can over-prepare.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like you pop the pills and you're too premeditated and things just don't go right. It got to be a little bit more organic.
Right.
You know?
Well, Angela Yee's friend just texted her and said that he has some pills with no side effects that he'll hook us up if you need it. $15 a pill, and he said it works, and if not, he'll give you your money back.
Okay. I'm all for it.
He said okay.
Wow, you are down to try anything.
I love my wife, all right? That's number one. And I'm going to always keep our sex life exciting. And the moral of the story is, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail, okay? So you Negroes out there need to be prepared, and you Caucasians and whoever, and Mexicans, be prepared and get your goddamn pills to please your women. Okay?
Okay.
It's just that simple.
Now, yeah, just quick question. Have you had to get a pill for your man?
No, never.
Do you care if your man used the pill?
Do I care? I would rather he not have to, but...
First of all, that's another thing. Guys, stop telling women that you on the pill.
Nope.
All right?
Nope.
This ain't like lace fronts and fake butts. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to disclose that it's not real.
That's right.
All right?
That's locker room talk.
We keep that amongst each other.
You guys don't tell your wives that you're using these.
I'm not.
Nope.
Okay.
Well, she'll know now, but nope. Nope.
Okay.
No matter. A win is a win. All right? A win is a goddamn win.
All right. We got rumors on the way.
Yes, we'll talk about Jay-Z and his $200 million deal he got going on. And Gabourey Sidibe in her new book, This Is Just My Face, found out how Nick Cannon
this
actually
This Is Just My Face.
Her. Yeah, that's the name of her book.
Goodness gracious.
She talks about Nick Cannon actually making her want to lose weight.
All right, we're getting to all that and more. No, not you. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Rumor, rumor. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Jay-Z and Live Nation have linked up and done another deal. All right, they first did their deal back in 2008. And now they have a $200 million deal, according to Variety magazine. That's what this new deal is worth. Now, Jay-Z released a statement. He said, Live Nation and I entered uncharted territory in 2008. Over 9 years, we have traveled the world producing historic music experiences. And Michael Rapino is an industry visionary. He's a CEO of Live Nation. And this renewed partnership is a testament to our longstanding relationship and the talented individuals at Live Nation. For the next 10 years, we will continue redefining the live event landscape.
Another day, another $200 million deal for Jay-Z.
That is crazy.
Drop one of Clue's bombs for Hov, damn it. It is what it is.
It is.
They're saying this new agreement does not appear to be an extension of his current 360 arrangement. Instead, it covers mostly his touring business.
But when is Jay-Z planning on, like, just retiring? Because Jay-Z getting a little up in age. 10 years from now, Jay-Z will be damn near hitting 60.
But let me ask you a question. Somebody says they give you $200 million to go on stage for $30, $40 million.
Listen, I'm not mad at it because these rock groups, Guns N' Roses,
the Rolling Stones.
They're still on tour. They go out there and tour
all the time. I don't know about Guns N' Roses, but Rolling Stone, definitely. So I don't have no problem. I want to see hip-hop be able to still be able to do that.
Absolutely.
That's why y'all got to start giving Ja Rule more respect, because you want to be age-appropriate when you go to these shows. Jay-Z has age-appropriate music, all right? So does Ja Rule.
He does.
When you're 60 years old, you want to be singing Always On Time and Put It On Me. You ain't going to be singing no goddamn Kodak Black and no 21 Savage when you're 60, okay? Because you're going to die at 30-something anyway.
The kids today, when they're 60, going
to
be singing.
They're not going to let it be 60.
Yes, they are.
How? They on Miley Percocet.
Miley Perkins.
They're just singing about it.
Okay.
All right, now, Howard Stern. People are concerned about him because he took a personal day on Wednesday, and he has never taken an unexpected day off before that. He mysteriously went off the air without any explanation. One person tweeted out, I've listened to the Howard Stern show since the 80s. Never canceled a show before. I am concerned about the reason. Peace and love to my hero who has missed a live show for the first time ever this morning. I hope everything is okay.
Howard only works one live day a week, maybe two.
3 days. He goes Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. He's off Monday and Friday.
Right. So, I don't know what's going on with him, but all those years that he's worked and never, ever, ever taken a day off unexpectedly, gotta be crazy.
You don't have to take a day off when you only work Monday through Wednesday.
That's crazy. 3 days a week, that's all he works. The rest of it is just the weekend for
him. L.A. Reid has stepped down as the chairman of Epic Records. Now, details about what happened are very scarce right now. But he's already going to be executive producing a scripted drama called Cotton Club. So that means he's already figuring out what his next move is going to be. Now, L.A. Reid has signed artists like Future, Travis Scott, Fifth Harmony, and DJ Khaled. He also brought Rick Ross over there and Mariah Carey as well.
I thought he did pretty good. But he said he spent a lot of money, though. But I thought he did pretty good.
L.A. Reid got the hell out of Dodge. L.A.'s like, man, there's too many rappers on this label. This ain't for me no more.
Now, he had tweeted out, never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat just a couple of days ago. So, I don't know what that means, but who knows why this split actually happened. And Gabourey Sidibe, she has her book out. We've been talking about that. Remember she said she used to be a phone sex operator?
Yep.
And she detailed all of that. Well, now she is talking about losing weight, and that's also because of weight loss surgery.
Has she lost weight? How much?
Yeah, she has, actually. But she talks about Nick Cannon being one of the reasons why, because she says certain celebrities are very insensitive. Now, according to Radar Online, they said that he actually sent Gabourey Sidibe a script. And in the script, it was about a plus-size girl who was called a fat ass and a hippo. She said, I thought how glad I'd be when my body was no longer mentioned in script ideas for me. My body is not a character description. That's what her good friend Amber Riley once said. So after she read that script, she underwent weight loss surgery the very day after.
So see, this is my thing, man. And everybody always tries to say I'm insensitive to fat people and I'm hard on fat people.
You are.
No, I'm not. I'm honest about fat people. It's a health risk. And guess what? Eventually, your doctor's going to tell you the same thing that I'm telling you. But you have to lose weight. Die or die.
But they're not going
to
say it how you're going to say it.
How am I going to say it?
Fat ass, lose weight.
What's wrong with that? Whatever works, baby. Y'all got to stop acting like that. Whatever works.
I think she had already probably scheduled that surgery because you can't just walk in the next day and do it. But it's just a coincidence that the very next day she was getting that surgery done after he sent her that surgery.
Well, I'm glad that she went to have the surgery because we got a lot of these fat people who try to act like being fat is cool. No, it's not. And it's a health risk. And eventually you're going to have to lose that weight. So congratulations to her for finally getting it together.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we got the People's Choice Mix, 800-585-1051.